Welcome to Radio Collage. Based on the popular live collage shows, Radio Collage is an audio sampler featuring back-to-back performances by Interlochen Arts Academy students from several arts areas. Our program begins with the overture to Kabalevsky's Kolas Brünnion, performed by the Arts Academy Orchestra.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Sydney Robinson, and I'm a senior and a singer-songwriter major at Interlochen. This is my song, Heyo, and it's about the dreams everyone has for themselves. While I was writing this song, I wondered, what if they don't come true? What if these dreams don't come true? What matters most to us then? This is a song about finding out.
Ten years ago, you couldn't wait to throw the starting pitch at your first varsity game. Your uniform was brand new, stitched with the number 2 right on the back beneath your last name. She sat up in the bleachers as the static of the speakers washed over the crowd and made her heart bubble and beat. We all sang and stomped our feet. Hey, oh, watch them go. Show your love and bring it home. Shout it high, shout it low, and let them know. He moved to the city, she moved out west, grew up, settled down like all the rest. Those big league dreams got too big for that small town boy. Hey, oh, watch them go, show your love and bring it home. Shout it high, shout it low, and let them know.
I'm Brian Dunnewald, a senior at Interlochen Arts Academy from Denver, Colorado. I'll be playing the Bach Fugue in D Major, BWV 532. The piece was written in about 1710 while Bach was working in Weimar, and during this time Bach wrote many of his greatest organ works. This was on the earlier side of those, and you'll hear him having a whole lot of fun seeing what he can do with the fugue form.
Thank you. I'm Alexandra Stashuk. I'm from the Cayman Islands, and I'm a senior creative writing major at the Interlochen Arts Academy. I'm about to read a piece of flash fiction, which is a story told in 500 words or less. This piece is about infertility, a subject which has haunted me for a while. Captain Jack Sparrow and the Good Winter. We are Earth, Canada, Toronto-based, Peace Corps Congo embrace. We are safe. We are apartment picking. You are a green tweed couch from an ancestral cottage, queen mattress, dining room set, and an Indian atlas. I am hand-me-down barbecue, yoga mat, sterile perfume, linens and things, and a coffee bean bloom machine. We are pet store, we are chocolate Labrador, we are naming him Captain Jack Sparrow. We are quitting the drugs. We are jobs. You are corporate. I am law. I am buying flatware from Williams Sonoma. We are your Forest Hill family reunion. I am wedding. You are reception. We are marriage. I am baby rejection. We are young and second attempt conception. We are moving out of pollution smell. We are 2,500 square feet. Mortgage, vegetables, and red meat. I am baby rejection. We are a doctor's waiting room, office, and examine bed. I am popping pills. You are ovulation thrills. I am period red. We are two empty bedrooms and 2.5 bath. You are a promotion. I am for a change in water. We are a move. I am a daughter wanting a daughter. We are British Columbia. We are the ocean. You are singing in the shower. I am navy paint nails. We are signing yacht club memberships. We are learning Portuguese because we already learned Spanish. We are distractions. I am new medication. We are a hormone reaction. I am baby and baby. We are painting a bedroom yellow. I am at work when I am a twin rejection. I am stomach echo. We are depression, depression, and depression. I am placebo injections. We are not quitting those drugs just yet. We are burying our pet, Captain Jack. You are drinking. We are wearing black. You are singing blues and soul. You are calling me birth control. We are moving back. We are apartment picking because second time's the realization. We are good winter walking when you are inspiration. We are family talks. We are yes, yes, yes. We are office doors, adoption forms. We are getting a boy. You are buying the clothes. I am meeting the mom. You are bringing me roses and daisies. You are safe-proofing the car. I am bringing him home. We are picking a preschool. We are naming him Jack. We won't tell him why.
You're listening to Radio Collage, back-to-back performances by students of the Interlochen Arts Academy. Up next, members of the Wind Chamber class play a quintet by Franz Donzi, Opus 56, number 2.
Thank you. I'm JT Hassel. I'm a junior from Interlaken Arts Academy, and I'll be playing Un Bar sur l'Océan by Ravel from his piano suite Miroir. It's a piece that depicts images of a boat floating on the ocean and all sorts of different colors and ideas associated with that image.
Thank you. You're listening to Radio Collage, back-to-back performances by students of the Interlochen Arts Academy. Any moviegoer who's seen Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory will know the next work, Pure Imagination by Leslie Brickus and Anthony Newley. Here's a combo from the Academy Jazz Program.
Thank you. Hello, my name is Enzo Ionellum. I am a sophomore studying guitar at the Interlochen Arts Academy. These pieces are Brouwer Etudes numbers 1, 2, 3, 9, and 10. And it was really interesting learning these pieces with my instructor, Dr. Jennifer Trowbridge, because each voice in the guitar part, whether it be bass, tenor, alto, or soprano, each piece really changes which one is emphasized over the other.
My name is Maya Siegel, and I'm a junior at Interlochen. This is part of a larger sound project about insane asylums. In this one, I wanted to focus on Nellie Bly, a young journalist who really pushed the boundaries of journalism in her time. She entered the insane asylum herself, and in her writing, she conveyed a sense of extreme discomfort that was there.
Blackwell's Island, 1887. Nellie Bly, a young journalist, is on an undercover mission visiting the women's lunatic asylum on Blackwell's Island. She's feigning insanity to write a report on neglect and abuse in the asylum, things she has heard of through rumors. Her act of being insane is very convincing. She is instantly declared hopelessly insane. Her thoughts about being locked up for 10 days are this. In spite of the assurance that I would be released in a few days, my heart gave a sharp twinge. Pronounced insane by 4 expert doctors, and shut up behind the unmerciful bolts of a madhouse was an uncomfortable position. Picture this building, filled with mostly sane women, where the food is inedible, the nurses pick on and abuse you, and the doctors don't care about you one bit. The baths they force you into practically drown you in ice-cold water. This place is dangerously easy to get into, and almost impossible to get out of. As for the sane patients there, Nellie Bly wrote that, what except torture would produce insanity quicker than this treatment? After 10 days, finally, Nellie Bly is rescued from the women's lunatic asylum. Nellie said, I had looked forward so eagerly to leaving the horrible place. Yet when my release came and I knew that God's sunlight was to be free for me again, there was a certain pain in leaving. The other women there had to stay.
This is Radio Collage, back-to-back performances by students of the Interlochen Arts Academy. Next, the Academy Band performs Variations on a Korean Folk Song by John Barnes Chance.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Radio Collage, an audio sampler of performances by Interlochen Arts Academy students. Production assistance came from Scott Kennedy,
Katie Larson,
Ryan Apathy,
and Daniela Sanchez.
This is Classical IPR.